This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where a big new movie release this week, and it's going to be available for streaming today, tonight, on Peacock Network. And I'm not necessarily recommending this movie. We'll get to a review later on. But it asks one of the most profound questions that I think has bothered many, many Americans, particularly male Americans, which is, if Jennifer Lopez picked you out of a crowd and said she wanted to marry you, and she didn't know you at all, but she wanted to marry you, would you do it? I won't take phone calls on this, no. in any event, that's the basically the plot of Marry Me. And the lucky guy, or is he lucky, is played by Owen Wilson. We will get to reviewing that film later on. And later on this hour, we're going to be speaking about an incredibly powerful and disturbing new book that may change your thinking very fundamentally on the basis of racism and the association between survival of the fittest mentality and fascism, a racism, exploitation, and cruelty. Of all kinds. What is that survival of the fittest mentality? That is the basic idea, of course, behind Darwinism. We will get to the title of that book is Darwinian Racism, and we'll get to that later this very hour. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And the piece that we were talking about that actually talks about how the Democrats have to shape up and they are on their way to losing an election and losing an election by crushing margins, concludes with the recommendations of the author about what Biden can and must do about it. And for a piece that lays out the case against Biden so well, this formula for how he can save himself is pathetic, because it doesn't amount to anything. They talk about one of the reasons Biden has been collapsing in the polls is because a lot of the giveaway money that had been authorized initially to deal with the pandemic and some of the hardships of the pandemic, it had been authorized initially under the Trump administration. It has been continued and doubled down in terms of the Biden administration, and now they're trying to take it away, and it's rough for people. The Aida Chavez points out that as a result of the administration's back-to-back failures, Biden's support is crumbling among all Americans, including some of the most crucial groups in his base, Black and Latino voters and young people. Some party leaders, like House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, number two Democrat in the chamber, are still optimistic despite Biden's approval ratings. I think we're going to hold the majority in the fall. Want to bet? Hoyer told reporters. I know that's contrary to what some people think. It's contrary to what everybody thinks. Holding the majority will be very, very difficult for them in the House of Representatives in particular. And Democrats, Hoyer added, will have a very solid agenda to run on. And that comes at a time when the child tax credit that had been provided by the government, and again, when you put this in personal terms, like the cost of inflation just so far, we are up now to a cost of $278 that you're spending extra just to take care of your family, $278 a month. So we're talking about more than $3,000 a year. That's a very real difference for people. And right now, 60 million children have been receiving, up till January 15th, that's when it stopped, these monthly per-child payments, helping them stay ahead of inflation by lowering the cost of food, rent, utilities, and childcare so parents can work. Okay, this is by turning what would be normally a tax obligation, including payroll taxes, and making it a tax credit. It's basically a giveaway. But as one example, a working single parent with three kids who owed, say, $5,000 in federal taxes in 2021 qualified for annual federal tax credits of $3,000 per child, or $9,000 total, thus wiping out her federal tax burden and sending the remaining $4,000 credit to the family in equal monthly payments of $333 a month. The result of allowing the program to expire is to impose huge tax increases on struggling families like this. So basically what she is saying is you've got to restore the additional child tax credit, no question on how to pay for it. And she says now as inflation hits a 40-year high and COVID-19 cases surge, is a terrible time to effectively hit working families with a major tax increase. Okay, I think that Republicans could agree with that, but then what do you do about that looming financial catastrophe of the United States now having to pay out a debt of $30 trillion with increased interest? I mean, if anybody out there, and I've certainly had this experience, I imagine many of you have, you ever held an adjustable rate mortgage? And if you have a substantial mortgage, it makes a real difference when those insurance, when those interest rates go up. And that is directly what's going on. James Carville, who is one of the clearly smartest of the Democratic political advisors and gurus, had this to say about, in an interview with CNN, about the way forward for the increasingly desperate Democrats. Clip 11.
People want an election about their lives. They don't want an election about a former president. They don't want an election about any of this. And if you show on substantial policies that improve people's lives and you run on that like we did in 2018, you will be successful. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to Donald Trump, but the 1-6 committee, but Manhattan DA, the Fulton County DA, the archives, I have no idea. But what you can do is do the best you can to talk about how you prove an American life and win elections. You know, Franklin Roosevelt said he went from Dr. New Deal to Dr. Win the War. Well, I want to be Dr. Win the Election.
That's actually a very good line. And then he went on to try to defend the Democrats with a fairly dubious claim. This is clip 10.
Crime's an interesting subject. So what do Democrats need to do in addressing crime, or how do they need to be talking about crime heading into the midterms?
They need to get it. They're starting to do that. The president's increasing funding for police. All right. There are all kinds of things. There was Operation Ceasefire that they did out in Oakland that was very, very successful. You know, we can do things. In 1994, we passed the crime bill. The crime went down staggeringly between 94 and 2020. The Democrats have a much better record on fighting crime than the Republicans do. You had the biggest spike in crime in the third year of a Republican presidency. We need to remind people of that. And there's good policies we can put in place.
Okay, look, the thing about that 1994 crime bill, you know who sponsored that crime bill? Joe Biden. He was one of the co-sponsors, one of the people who drafted it. But now he's disowned it. He said it was a terrible mistake because it did increase the number of people in prison. And guess what? The best way to prevent crime is arresting criminals and putting them away, and putting them away for substantial terms. And there's this awful story, and I mentioned it before, we will get to it, but it shows you how crazy we have gotten in terms of not focusing on career violent criminals. We will get to that and more in This Greatest Nation on The Michael Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved show, James Carville bringing up that idea that the Democrats are better on crime because they got a fine crime bill passed in 1994. How did that happen? Okay, think about 1994. They were facing a tremendous loss in Congress because Bill Clinton was floundering and foundering and flailing and ailing and all those rhyming problems that he had. And his approval rating was down there, not quite as bad as Biden is now, but it was in that range. And one of the things that happened was they were about to elect a Congress where the Republicans gained 55 seats in the House. Ten times as many seats as they need this time to take control of the House. And one of the issues they were facing problems with was the issue of crime. So the crime bill of 1994, which of course Bill Clinton signed and was very proud to sign, and Joe Biden was one of its biggest promoters, was trying to show that, yes, we're serious about crime. We look at the rapidly rising crime, and they had that situation back in the late 80s, early 90s, and we need to do something about it. So basically, the crime bill of 94 gave more funds to police resources, which we desperately need today. And it also put away career criminals. And right now, there's no indication at all that the Biden administration is willing to do a similar thing. And it may have to wait, and it won't have to wait that long until the Republicans do take over at least the House and probably both the House and the Senate. When a Republican Congress can help to moderate a Democratic president, especially one with delusions of transformational grandeur like Joe Biden, you can actually get things done in a number of areas. And one of them is crime. I mentioned this one story. It's a brief story, but it's fairly, even the way that it's told in the Seattle Times, I think gives a real perspective. It says Karen Dalton of Seattle was protecting her children when she was caught, shot, and killed after a gunman opened fire last week inside a Greyhound bus in Northern California. She was traveling with two of her children. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said that Dalton, who was 43 years old, was among five people who were struck by gunfire in the February 2nd shooting. The victims included Dalton's 11-year-old daughter. Her family said that the daughter survived. The man suspected in the shootings was named Asahi Elijah Coleman, 21 years old. He had a partial arraignment Wednesday, and that's 2 days ago. Butte County District Attorney Michael Ramsey said the Coleman was charged with one count of murder and four counts of attempted murder. Court records show each count carries a special enhancement for using a weapon and causing great bodily injury. He also faces two counts without enhancement of being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. And what does that mean? It means he had an extensive criminal and mental health record. He now faces 148 years to life in prison if convicted as charged. But this is going to depend on prosecutors in California actually doing their job and locking this failed life up and getting it away from damaging other innocent people. And when you read about this lady and her children, they seem like very nice people. The shooting occurred around 7:30 p.m. as the Los Angeles-bound Greyhound bus made a rest stop at a gas station and a convenience store in Oroville, about 70 miles north of Sacramento. Coleman, who was the criminal, the shooter, the murderer, who boarded the bus in Redding, California, had been acting, quote, paranoid, and said that one of the passengers was an undercover agent who he had to kill. And he opened fire with a 9mm handgun as passengers were beginning to exit, just to go out to the rest stop. And apparently the unfortunate Ms. Dalton, who was killed, didn't get out of the bus in time. After arriving on the scene, deputies heard from passengers that the killer, was inside a nearby Walmart. They went into the Walmart and they found the suspect totally naked and acting erratically, it says here, inside the store, and arrested him without further incident. I think shooting people at random on a bus and then taking all your clothes off and going into a Walmart, and that counts as acting erratically. This is unbelievable. The three other victims are in various stages of recovery, some of them still hospitalized. The Dalton's family described her as a stay-at-home mom who was a very outgoing person with a spunky personality. Her partner said she took a bus on their trip across the country because it was more affordable than booking a flight with two children. It's still hard to believe, he said about the shooting. It's just a senseless act of violence that's going to make it difficult for the family to have any closure. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? I will tell you what it has to do with is right now there's a big controversy about more debates in Olympia and the state of Washington about not gun control, but magazine control. They want to limit the number of bullets you can have in a magazine that you could purchase to 10. Okay, again, how about instead of new regulations, simply the most rigorous possible regulations? This individual was not supposed to have a gun. And if we can't close down the illegal trade in firearms and the idea of firearms falling into the hands of them deeply disturbed like this, then really what can the government do? Wouldn't that be the very first thing? Enforce laws we have. And then also be serious about mental illness. It is not normal, it is not acceptable to have dangerous psychos wandering around on their own. There needs to be some kind of commitment process, especially for someone like this. He's 21 years old. When we come back, we'll be talking about a dynamite book that talks about the origins of racism intellectually. And we'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. The White House is urging Americans to leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours, warning that they won't rescue civilians if Russia invades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan adding,
What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message.
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Michael Medved show, we've had on the show before, a couple of years ago, Richard Weikert, who is the author of a number of very important books. He is a professor, Professor Weikert, of history at California State University Stanislaus, and that's up in Northern California. And Professor Weikert, I wanted to begin with the book. New book is called Darwinian Racism, How Darwinism Influenced Hitler, Nazism, and White Nationalism. There's something about, we're talking about crime a little bit generally on the show today, and one of the things that was stunning reading your book was something, a detail I didn't know about a very famous crime. The crime was April 20th of 1999, which was Adolf Hitler's birthday. The day had been selected for that purpose, to celebrate Hitler's birthday. And what the perpetrators did is, two perpetrators named Klebold and Harris murdered 19 people at Columbine High School in Colorado. What's so striking about this, aside from the fact that they were both obsessed with the Führer and wanted to honor his memory, quote, by killing people, Eric Harris was actually wearing a very interesting T-shirt. What did it say?
Yeah, his T-shirt said natural selection. And if you look at his journals, which I've read, he also does in his journals talk extensively about Darwinism and social Darwinism and the Darwinian struggle for existence between races and such.
And part of the whole theory of Nazism, which obviously had permeated the horrible warped minds of these two killers, may they rot in hell, which was the idea of survival of the fittest, said that you had to show your own strength by liquidating the weak. There's something else in the middle of your book, which I found, again, I didn't know. I think most people don't know this. which is about a Nazi propaganda film called Inheritance. What did that film show that was made after Hitler came to power?
Yeah, in fact, the Nazis made a number of films, propaganda films, and that was one of them that you mentioned there. Another one was called All Life is Struggle. And all of these propaganda films put out by the Racial Policy Office were trying to justify their eugenics program, which was a program to try to breed better humans, essentially. But they, many of them had Darwinian themes. In fact, the one All Life is Struggle started off with the animals in the struggle for existence, and the whole title suggests that. And also in the Inheritance one, it's trying to show that people inherit biological tendencies, either superior or inferior, and they're then trying to suggest that we need to try to get rid of the inferior because, after all, they wouldn't survive in the Darwinian struggle for existence anyway.
Well, your book is extremely persuasive on the idea that it's not just Hitler taking these great enlightened viewpoints from Charles Darwin and warping them into sick racism, but that actually the racism is right there in Darwin's life and work. Does that survive the fact that Darwin, in fact, was personally opposed to slavery? Can you still indict him with racism?
Well, stick at the 19th century, there are actually quite a number of people who were abolitionists, that is, opposed to slavery, that were intensely racist. Darwin wasn't alone in that respect. But if you read Darwin's Descent of Man, he very clearly came out supporting racial hierarchies, that is, that the Europeans were the superior race, and that other races around the world, such as the Native Americans, the Australian Aborigines, Black Africans, were inferior. And pretty much almost all historians of science recognize that and admit that. Now, sometimes they will try to make excuses for him by saying that, well, everyone was a racist back then in the Victorian era. Which is not quite true, but it is true that most people were at that time. But what I find interesting about Darwin's use of racism is, first of all, he used it as evidence for his theory because he had to show that different species had variations within them that could then evolve into separate species eventually if they had enough time. So he used races as a way of proving his theory, and then he also integrated the idea of the struggle for existence with races, so that he thought that races were locked in a struggle for existence, and he thought that the Europeans were winning that struggle for existence worldwide by colonialism and by exterminating other races around the world. So when he saw the Australian Aborigines being exterminated by the Europeans, he saw that as something that was going to bring about biological progress ultimately.
And why is this relevant now? Is there still, do you still find among the white supremacists on the fringe and people who are deeply motivated by racism, the David Dukes of this world, for instance, do they still embrace Darwinian theories?
Oh, clearly. Now, again, as you're suggesting, it is a fringe movement. I'm not suggesting this is kind of mainstream in America or anything like that. But in this fringe movement of white nationalists, or sometimes they call themselves alt-right or neo-Nazis, they most certainly do still embrace Darwinian evolution. In the course of my research for the book Darwinian Racism, I looked at the white nationalist websites and publications and such, and they very clearly continue in the same vein as Hitler did and the Nazis did in embracing the idea that there's a Darwinian struggle for existence between these unequal races. And, of course, they're promoting their own white nationalist race. In fact, let me give you a quotation from Richard Spencer, who got a lot of press several years ago. I haven't heard so much about him lately in the press, but about 4 or 5 years ago, he was getting a lot of press with his alt-right movement and such. Spencer published a journal called Radix Journal, an online journal, and in one of the articles that he wrote there, he said, quote, "Group differences exist as consequences of evolution by natural selection." And when he says group differences, of course, he's talking about racial differences between different races. And then he also said, quote, "The preference for one's own race is a product of our evolutionary history. So that's the notion of evolutionary psychology, that the notion that we prefer our own race, he thinks, is built into us biologically by the evolutionary process. So these ideas are still circulating out there. Again, they're in a fringe movement. They were in the early 20th century. It was pretty much mainstream science. But today it's more on the fringes.
Well, I know that Margaret Sanger, among others, was one of the people who embraced some of the early theories of eugenics. The book is called Darwinian Racism. One quick question here. Given the fact that most of the people on planet Earth, most of the human beings on planet Earth, are not white, how would you reconcile that with the idea of survival of the fittest and natural selection? Isn't nature singling out white people rather than signaling for their continued dominance?
Well, during Darwin, basically Darwin thought that the races had evolved differentially because of geographical isolation and such. And interestingly, if you move into the Nazis, and this is not Darwin's idea now that I'm getting into this in a moment, but when you move into the Nazis and a lot of the racial ideology that was going on at that time, and by the way, this is still being recycled by white nationalists today, they believe that in Northern Europe there had been harsher climatic conditions that had led to what biologists refer to as selective pressure. And the Nazis, and again, it's not just the Nazis, it was scientists of their day, were claiming that these climatic conditions had made the Europeans more intelligent, more cooperative, so thus more moral and such.
Which is, of course, the whole idea of a master race has Darwinian echoes. The book, Darwinian Racism, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. The author, Professor Richard Weikert, thanks for joining us, and a very disturbing and important book. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved show, just concerning that book, Darwinian Racism, the Nazi propaganda film that I mentioned, which is featured in this book, is a film called Inheritance. It was made in 1935. And it basically featured a lot of nature footage of animals eating each other to try to emphasize, and including eating their own species, sometimes eating their young. And it is, there's a great deal of brutality in the animal kingdom. And the idea of showing all of that is showing, yeah, it's a tough world. You know, you got to compete, you got to eat the other guys. And there apparently is footage of chimpanzees and others doing violence to one another. And then gobbling each other up. Well, I mean, one of them gobbles. I don't think they do it simultaneously. In any event, that brings up a claim that was made at a debate at the Oxford Union. And the Oxford Union is a very time-honored, I think it's been around for about 200 years, where students debate various subjects. And we had, when I was in college, we had the Yale Political Union, which, by the way, John Kerry at one point was president of the Yale Political Union. That's another story. So at the Oxford Union, they just had a motion to move beyond meat. And they had invited on an eco-feminist theologian, writer, and activist who has worked extensively in the fields of domestic violence and animal advocacy. And her name is Carol Adams. And she spoke on the idea that it's extraordinarily important for society to move beyond meat. Listen.
I believe we should beyond all meat. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief. How do you know the animal would have picked you to feed off their corpse? 21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism. These events especially affect girls and young women. Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. Popular culture is flooded with references to sexy cows, sexy pigs, sexy chickens, sexy fishes, who all just want to have fun.
Okay, sexy fishes? Are we talking about Finding Nemo? Or, I mean, seriously, yeah, and I guess Jaws would be an example. No, that's back to the survival of the fittest. This is really extraordinary. And the idea that eating meat is particularly harmful for women, it comes with a side dose of misogyny. Would you like misogyny with those fries? Oh, no, fries are not meat. Would you like misogyny with those chicken nuggets? Actually, some of the vegetarian chicken nuggets made by Morningstar Farms are pretty good, but they're vegetarian, so they're irrelevant here. If someone wants to explain to me why eating meat would be misogynistic, it would be anti-female, I don't know of any meat product where you're supposed to eat just the female. Again, there are fowl, I think they, roosters get it too. Then there is this about masculinity, and whiteness, which is a part of the problem. Listen.
Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated. Masculinity, a construct of the gender binary facing constant destabilization, feels always under threat, and eating animals is its protection racket. White supremacists weaponizes eating meat, eggs, and dairy, and the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging.
Neo-Nazi messaging? Really? Again, there's also racism involved, apparently. And is that racism for considering human beings to be different from animals? Or what exactly? Listen.
To say you care about animals is considered a sign of weakness in a world still committed to the gender binary. Meat eaters like anti-abortionists have forgotten that one quality of non-existence is not having awareness about existence. When all else fails, meat eaters assert that animals are not our equals. I heard all your laughter. I know some of these must be new ideas, or you think they're fringe or whatever. Our whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating.
What?
Whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating.
Okay. Whiteness and meat eating do not necessarily go together. If you look at most cultures, non-white cultures, they do pretty well with eating various kinds of meat. In fact, all kinds of meat. In Chinese culture, which is a non-white culture, I think you will agree, they eat everything. I think they eat everything except a wolf's heart. Supposedly, they can make it tasty and do it in Cantonese or Sichuan or whatever they do. Look, this is a subject of some interest to me because, as people probably know, I haven't. We don't serve meat at home, and I haven't. I mean, I haven't really eaten meat at all for some years. I was around 20. But that's not because I believe that meat eating is a problem with whiteness or misogyny, or even because I know it's ecologically better and easier if you consume plant-based food. I just like it better. I feel better about it. And yes, I have all kinds of sympathy with people like my daughter and our daughter-in-law who just would prefer not to eat a dead animal. See, you know, it seems to me fine. But to make this the cause of everything and to link it with oppression and colonialism when meat eating is for some of the cultures that were allegedly victimized by colonialism, in fact, victimized by colonialism, they had a pretty healthy appetite for dead flesh. And they did. And again, with all of the social problems that we have, the idea that trying to teach people these very highfalutin and extraordinarily misleading and warped stories about meat eating and colonialism and misogyny and gender opposition to gender fluidity is bizarre.
Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny.
And don't we have enough reasons to feel guilty or troubled? I'll tell you one. There is a Sarah Palin trial. She's not on trial. She is the plaintiff. It's the New York Times that's on trial. And she gave testimony yesterday that wasn't so well received, apparently. After the jury left for the day, U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff ruled that he wouldn't allow jurors to consider imposing punitive damages against the New York Times, a decision that could substantially limit the size of any monetary award to Ms. Palin if she wins. She's suing them for defamation and for damage to her reputation, and there's no question her reputation has been damaged, not because of any of the stories they had about her or her behavior, but allegedly for having contributed through an ad that she did that was a partisan Republican ad that showed 20 members of Congress, all Democrats who were in the crosshairs, that's allegedly, according to something that was put into the New York Times, had some connection to the shooting of Gabby Giffords in Arizona, where she was critically injured, and I think there were 7 other people who were killed. There was no connection. The killer, the shooter, Loeffner, was not even a conservative, and he had never seen that ad. They corrected the error of the New York Times within 24 hours. But Palin says that this did so much damage to her that she's suing now. The case is concluding. It should go to the jury. We should have a verdict soon in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.